We're starting off the month of October on a brisk note across our area. Temperatures today are running mainly in the 50s, and a gusty north wind is making it feel cooler. I was almost ready to check out the wind chill chart this afternoon. Now, I know it's a little bit early for that, but you get the idea that we're definitely feeling the chill here on this first day of October. Moving ahead, we will keep things on the cool side tonight as temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s. We're likely to see some 20s in the Adirondacks where freeze warnings have been posted for our potential first freeze of the season. Moving ahead to the day tomorrow, the weather will set up very similarly to today. We have high pressure to the north, a stalled front to our south, so the brightest weather again will be across the north, will be cloudier from the capital region on south, and across the far south there is potential for at least some showers as we go through the day on Friday. And then our focus will turn to Joaquin. It's been a storm that has rapidly intensified. Very impressive looking storm for sure, and it became a major hurricane very quickly, only in a short amount of time late last night. The storm is still down in the Bahamas. A very, very unsettled situation is ongoing there where hurricane warnings remain in effect. And then the big question is, where will this storm track once it makes a turn to the north? And that turn to the north still seems likely. However, where it goes after that still remains highly uncertain. Yesterday, a lot of the computer models were converging on a solution of a landfall somewhere in the Carolinas over the weekend or early next week. And now the models have shifted with a storm track that is more to the north and then to the east heading out to sea. So the bottom line with Joaquin is it's a situation that we still have to monitor very closely. There is still potential for some impact in our area, but the out-to-sea solution would largely spare our area from any rough weather. So it's something that could still impact us, but could also be a miss late in the weekend or early next week. So stay tuned on that one. And for now, here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cool, high in the 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy and cool, low in the 30s to around 40, some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and cool, high in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, cool, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cool, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, cool, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, breezy and cool, high in the 50s. Region-wide, on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers, primarily along and south of I-90, breezy and continued cool, with highs in the 50s. And on Sunday, variably cloudy, chance for a few showers, breezy and cool, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.